bed.
Dude, my dad.
No, they can lower the court.
My dad would get angry if we lowered the hoop.
Yeah, why? I agree with that.
My dad would get mad.
Just out of like a, it should be higher. Like,
yeah, he's like, put it at 10, learn how to play basketball. He would get angry. He'd see me
throwing down. Dad's a basketball coach, though. Yeah.
I mean, he beat me up that time when I didn't play basketball. I've told you this story.
What?
Me and my friend were walking to the park, and he was like, what are you doing? And we had tennis rackets. I was like, we're going to play tennis. He's like, no, you're not. You're going to play basketball. And I was like,
dude, I had the same exact shit happen to me.
I went, because it was right when South Park came out, the movie where they were like, can we have 5 tickets to Terrence Phillips' Ass is a Fire? Nah. So I was doing that to everybody. And Phil goes, no, you're going to go play basketball. And I went, nah. And he walked into the garage, and we just kept walking. We're cutting through all these houses in the backyards. Dude, Phil comes 5 houses down. He comes sprinting from between houses.
That movie, he was in Unhinged.
Dude, he
Russell
was
Crow.
Russell Crowe.
Fully unhinged, dude. Yeah. And then he chased me in an open field.
I never saw my dad during the day.
Dude. I saw my dad run. Dude,
I fell down, and he started kicking me.
You ran?
And he gave me an elbow drop.
Jack.
Yeah, he was.
Phil
was
jumped on me.
For playing tennis?
For trying to play tennis.
You're about to do some
well, for saying
shit,
no.
Dude. Oh, yeah. They're
going,
go.
Nah. Dude, 5 houses down. It's very far for him to be looking.
So did you say no to him and then he waited? And
I said no and he walked back into the garage.
And then he got heated.
He thought about it. Yes, and then he searched for me. And then saw me and sprinted.
You pissed him off
so far.
So much.
You know, like Terry Tate off his linebacker?
I saw him coming. He was like a football field away. Holy I saw him running shit. That far, dude.
And what were you like? It was fucking, from it's from a movie.
Yeah, no, at first he understood it was while he was chasing me, he was laughing. And then he caught me and for real was like, you fucking lie. Fucking, you don't talk back.
Dude, like that's rage. Insane. It's a rage you don't understand.
In front of my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just me and my friend.
That's
my dad
the worst.
Gave me an elbow drop.
That's the worst. Getting an elbow drop in front of your friend.
I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Dad, no. Did he punch me in the face for a no once?
Yeah.
It was an accident. He tried to grab me by the collar. The phone was sitting next to me. I was on the computer, and he goes, answer the phone. It was ringing. I go, nah. Dude, he walked straight back. He tried to grab my collar. I ducked. He punched me. Blood fucking coming out of my nose. God. What the fuck, Dad?
Did you act abused for like the next week?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, there's a rage dads have that I can't understand, but like I kind of get.
They probably denied snizz and paying for everyone's meals.
Also, if you have a child, you've raised a fucking and then me sitting around like a fucking fat idiot playing games and being like, answer the phone. I'm like, wow. He's probably just like, dude, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this kid.
They gave my little sister a boombox for birthday or Christmas or something. And I just like took it. I was like, fuck it. This will be mine. I'm in the basement. I have no idea. My mom called my dad at work. My dad drove home. And chased me around the house. I was like Cartman, be like,
dude.
He drove home and like, I heard the door open up and you know it's your dad coming home. You're like, what the fuck's he doing here? And my mom's like, no, Jimmy, no. And then it's like, boom, 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 boom.
It was like a buck 40,
dude. Boom, 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 down the stairs, dude. Yeah. And I was just, I hit it. I was 11. I mean, I was probably running like 14s in the 100. I fucking booked,
oh my
dude.
God.
I was out.
With the boombox?
I was like fucking, I was doing that shit where you run and then you slide to try to fucking get out of a like in a corner.
Yeah.
Like I was doing like shit on the carpet.
Temple run?
Indiana Jones and
dad run.
Yeah, dads are fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They get crazy. That's why I look at Tom and Matt and I'm like, bro, keep it together, please.
Yeah. I always saw my dad run one time.
They're going to spaz.
They're definitely going to spaz, but I'm just saying.
Dad spaz, but it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Why? What was the time you saw your dad run?
We were in Ireland, and we were racing, and he was just like, we're going to race. It's the only time I saw him run, never saw him run after.
No, I ran against your dad. We played football.
Yeah.
Me and your dad played football.
I went to Ireland and got fucked up.
Hold on. Phil played me and my friend 2-on-1 in football once.
Really?
That's
we were watching football,
you, dude.
And my dad was like, you guys want to go play football? We ran the option. So whoever was the quarterback would pitch it. My dad would spear whoever was the quarterback.
That's just a hit.
Then
you,
he would score and run onside kicks.
Onside kicks on backyard
and roll the ball
sick.
In the backyard. And if you tried to get it, he would run off that.
Phil's dude, last chance you,
it's
bro.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah, me and my friend still say it to this day. He was running into the end zone going, yeah, baby. We keep saying it. He's going, yeah, baby. You're like, dude, this is nuts. He must have probably had a buzz.
Definitely.
Probably came home from the Elks and was like, you boys want to play a little football?
And that's my thing with my dad. I swear to God, all this shit is 60%. What? It's just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, if that...
He was leveling my friend.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, how big were you guys?
We were probably, like, 7th, 8th grade, man.
All right, you're big enough. Yeah, you're big enough.
He was drilling us, dude.
Was he tackling to the ground? Like, or just, like...
We were playing tackle
football. Like, throw his shoulder and knock you down? Or was he, like... Like, dude, alligator
Phil
rolling.
Form tackle. Dude. Phil was big 33, dude. Yeah. Phil was big 33.
He was?
Yeah.
Phil wanted to see if he could tackle high schoolers.
He was spearing us.
His dude. Glory days, he just fucking us up. Running it back.
It's big 33 tight end, dude. You played Delaware ball. You have no idea what the big 33 is.
Oh, bro.
That's PA versus
this
Ohio.
This state championship shit with Delaware kills me.
I mean, dude, it's so funny. Dude,
state championship in Delaware, man. Dude.
You can't say it didn't happen.
Did you guys play 8-on-8?
Huh?
Was it 7-on-7 ball?
What are you talking about?
Football.
Like Texas
like
ball.
In the summer?
Did you guys play like Montana 7-on-7? 7-on-7s?
No linemen?
No, I mean, what's that called? What's that? Sprint
spread?
Football? Sprint. Like where it's not 11 guys. You don't have
varsity,
enough people.
Bro.
You don't have
it's
enough people.
Set.
If I came, if I came up
sevens?
Someone like you online, I'd laugh.
I'd bury you, dude.
You just wouldn't.
Should we move the table? Let's get an Oklahoma drill.
I would love that.
Nowadays, dude, my playing days are done. Dude.
You were just at a gym. I just saw your deadlifting form.
True, not a big deal. Billy actually goes to the gym.
You are getting jacked. Gym's got
the
me
lats
fucking
are crazy
revved up right now.
Guys?
The V.
Yeah, but it's the V.
The V is
the baddest fucking love handles.
You need that.
It's love handles?
It's winter.
It is winter. You're exactly
you
right.
You need to survive,
you're
dude.
Right, dude.
What if your guy's plane goes down? You got to like hatchet it out.
Don't joke
chill
about that. I'm on a plane tomorrow.
I know, dude. Yeah. I think about it every time I'm on a plane.
Planes are scary.
Dude, I just say what others are thinking.
True. The only difference is you have the balls to say
exactly.
You don't have
there
to be false
go,
or sugar
to the lady next to you on the plane. Like, yeah, what if we crash, dude? This is probably gonna go down.
This bird's gonna go down.
Don't
worry,
bird.
Hold on to me.
We got to switch over because this is probably too long or long enough.
How long is it?
55 right now. Oh, really? That's riding? It. God damn, that beginning was rough, dude. That was a weird turn.
I don't even think it was, dude. I don't even
oh,
think
really?
It was rough. Yeah. I thought it was nice.
It's just a conversation between friends.
Don't get in my head. I know it's up.
No, you don't, dude. I feel like I've been cheating this entire time. Like, I feel like I'm front row at war mode, dude. I used to not know what you both looked like, and I had like images in my head.
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to
better
think,
or worse. Don't lie.
Honestly, yeah. both better. I think.
Oh, dude, thank you. Yes,
both
you
better.
Guys
than,
are handsome guys.
Yeah, that's
dude,
what I mean. Both better than.
I want to say that something to this check in the gym so bad, I just can't do it.
He's definitely got don't. A, definitely don't hit
oh,
anybody.
Baby
in the gym.
Girl.
No.
Gym,
but like we like, I don't know if she works there. She's there all the time, and it's like eye contact. And then finally, like she was working. I was like, "Oh shit, chick's working here too."
Actually, but, yeah, you probably should say.
Well, what
I don't
kind
know.
Of stuff are you trying to say?
Just Riz, just say like, "What's up?"
Yeah, I as mean, long as you're not like trying
I'm
to make
not,
hard plans.
This shit
with her.
Of, like, if I drink every time you say Riz,
yeah, just I'm saying like
Riz does. Riz
there's
is
no
hilarious.
Good.
Like, Riz is so funny.
There's no good way of going about it because no matter what, you have to fucking leave. Like if I go there and she says no, I go to a new gym.
But,
I'm never going back.
But why are you asking her a yes or no question? Why don't you just give her, spit her some of the rizziest games she's ever heard?
I'm just
going
to say what's up to her. But, like, dude, the last thing I want to do is fail. But, I mean, dude, can't be afraid of failure. You know what I mean?
Now that you're a professional podcaster, yeah. You're going to have to get used to some failures.
Yeah.
But you're just
going
to
it's
gonna
an embarrassing job.
She's so hot.
It is a humiliating job.
I love her.
It's like MTV her. Made. Like, you got to get tasked with going to talk to, like, a certain number of women knowing that the fail will be built baked into it.
I can't do that shit. Man, what, like,
so you like this girl?
Oh, I love her.
Can I see what she looks like?
I don't know. I don't have any.
You don't know her name?
Nothing.
Do you
we're
know
just
her name?
Two ships.
Why don't you just ask her name?
Hey, what's your, like, dude, even that, like, even going up
that's
there.
That's so, yeah. So I would, Bill, never, I would literally never do that.
She would, knows my name.
I
though.
Would never do that ever.
She knows your name from the computer.
I checked in. I was like, I'm going to get
yeah,
a bottle
dude,
of water. This
yeah.
chick can maybe search me.
It's easy to hide behind the internet. That's how you can meet people.
What?
Instagram.
There's the
fire emoji.
Easy.
Yeah.
In real life, that's fucking psycho shit. Walking up to someone and be like,
I've done it before.
I noticed you.
I've done it twice in my life.
So yeah, I was doing some deadlifts.
I've been watching you.
You
I'm
see out, me in here?
I'm touching 100-pound dumbbells. No one else is. That's the last dumbbell there is, 100-pound.
You
the,
are?
Yeah.
For what
you
kind of what exercise?
Incline press.
Yeah.
100-pound dumbbell, not bad.
Guys, what about nobody touched the cheese?
I had
I'll
some cheese
some.
And then
I don't
felt want to
eat a little cheese. I'm not trying to mukbang you on the podcast. Eat a little cheese.
Chewing into the mic.
Yeah. R.I.P. Diamond. Is it Diamond who died?
Diamond did pass
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Really? From Diamond and Silk?
Yeah.
Yep.
She died.
No, she didn't.
She passed
get
away.
Get the fuck out of here.
She did? Yeah.
Died suddenly.
Yes.
Guys,
Trump put out. He
from
like
mukbanging?
The giant heart finally
I just thought about
out.
That because I always see like black chicks eating crawfish on Instagram reels and shit.
Sucking their
face. Bro, so I know exactly who you're talking about, dude. I know the woman you're talking about.
Obviously. She's probably a nice woman who doesn't mukbang, but RIP, obviously.
What's Silk gonna do now?
I don't know.
She needs a new lady.
Silk de Shaka.
She needs a new lady to get in there.
Get out of here, William.
Ouch. Dude, you just hit your ice coffee. Oh. What happened?
Legs are sore. I kept my leg crossed the whole time.
Really? So did
it hurt. Because if I sit like this, I look like a fucking retard.
IQ 10.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Up your pant legs, seeing up your shorts.
Yeah, gym shorts wasn't the best choice for a lot.
I'm trying to sell you this for my back. Me and Ron have bad backs right now.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know. They pointed it out as soon as I sat down. They're like, you got bad back? They're back whispers. But I went to the doc today. I got a script for fucking physical therapy, dude.
I thought you were about to get a dick pill.
She offered me some, and I said no. She was like, you need anything for it? And I was like, no, I'm straight.
Heroin.
I could get it on the street.
Yeah, zombie tranks.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm back on my... Dude, I got fired up last night to sell it. This triggered me again.
What?
So then I get in this fight with these dudes. They're making fun of me. They're like,
dude, say their names.
Haven't you seen the laptop? Like, have you seen the laptop? Everything's just a conspiracy.
That's so pussy.
Hold on. Like, what the fuck? And then I go down and watch stand-up, and the guy before me is like, my uncle's a fucking idiot. He's addicted to perks. Every one of his problems, he blames on Biden. He's addicted to perks, dude. What, did Biden do that to you? And I was sitting in the back like, yeah, kind of.
Kind of, yes.
Like, I was like, yes, he's actually right. The government did kind of destroy everybody.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
Don't press buttons, dude.
What? It like, plays a laugh track or something like that.
Is he playing something?
Hit it again.
Yeah.
You want to fuck with drunk
violence? We'll play now.
Yeah. That is applause.
That's crickets.
How contentious did the argument get with
crickets? You? Isn't stopping.
It'll stop.
Dude, I will say this. Dude, that's before awesome. Trump, yeah. Like when Obama was best. Around.
I told you to get it. We have
that,
one. You can,
that one guy had hillbilly elegy.
Do crickets and applause right now.
And it was all.
We have that on.
What?
Yeah, dude, you could do this all day long. Roadcaster all day long.
We have one at the house. You can't hear it, though. What's that, Cardini?
That's a Roscoe horn.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah, dude. Let's go.
Gillismon.
Gillismon. Guys.
You ever been to Jamaica? Yeah, you have.
Pondy rhyme.
Put Crazy Frog on it. Put Crazy Frog on it.
Nah.
Pondy rhyme.
This is not your buttons, dude. Okay. These are my buttons.
What's that? What's that? What's
sorry, dog. No, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we gotta stop with these buttons, dude. There's no way I'm gonna talk anymore. I'm gonna press a button.
I'm a Roadcaster pro myself.
How do you stay away from this? Crickets keeps getting touched
because the stuff me and Spader talking about, dude. Like we're just trying, like
you do
to
need
not
to
cry,
include,
like,
you do need to break some levity so into war mode, dude.
What do you mean?
We're trying.
Well,
I just talked about shitting myself to Dido yesterday.
No, I was playing along with what you were saying. I'm saying you got to break it up.
Oh, dude, that's
humor.
The thing. You're the pro. I can't even notice.
Someday you'll notice.
What's that?
All right. That's
crickets. You use that, right?
Make a beat. Make a beat real quick with it.
I got hit with it a couple times yesterday.
Last night?
Yeah.
Why?
I was fuming, dude. I got in a fucking
just red.
Political battle.
You got attacked by the libs.
Yeah, and this was wild. This was like a scary one. I got on stage, and there was a girl in the front row, dead center.
Yeah.
I forgot every single comedian was making fun of her for being Australian. I get on stage and I'm like, I was just in Australia. It's the first thing I say. And the girl just goes, and for some reason, dude, it fucked me up in my face. I got like embarrassed. I got dark red and started sweating like insane amount of sweat.
Oh my
like,
God.
Dude, I went to like, I thought I was sweating a little and I went to wipe my forehead. My hair was so wet. It totally parted. I was like, Jesus.
That's a nightmare.
And then
That's
I was like, at the end of my set, the host came on. I was like, is it fucking hot as fuck on the stage? And she was like, not at all. I was
You're
like, oh, well, then I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack right now.
I need help.
I was like, I hope that wasn't that.
You were like a code.
It was crazy.
Like you were one of the codes.
What do you mean?
Like when you bring them in the hospital, they're like code blue. They're fucking yeah. icy. You were one of the early codes.
Dude, I said, I just saw this girl in the front just go, I looked away. I was like looking at it. I watched her do it and I went,
yes.
I went, I looked like at the ceiling and I could feel my face turn dark red.
Just from one micro interaction?
I didn't care, but it was something that just watching when you start a joke and you see someone just go.
I had a dream. Bill did stand up and he was crushing it. And I was in the audience and I was like, I knew he could do it.
That's really sweet.
Never in my life would I do it. Dude.
Why?
Why? You'd be so funny.
Scary. You'd be sick, but you're out of the, you're like a
now
pro
you're
now.
A pro, dude.
Yeah.
I'm pro podcaster.
Now you're a pro. Yeah, but you're I think
little,
it goes
like, you're like, you're like Anthony. You're like Anthony Cumia. No, I'm like, could be a comic.
They call me Bro Rogan. That's me. Just thought of that right now.
You just thought of Bro Rogan.
Bro Rogan. Yeah.
That's why you're a pro.
That's why you're a pro.
Exactly.
That's wordplay. That's wordplay. That's what you could battle rap too, bro.
Battle rap, wordsmith.
Yeah, same type of shit, bro. You're in the game. When you went back upstairs, when you went back upstairs with the dudes who were politically roasting you, what did it get contentious or was it like
it definitely got contentious? I got fucking angry, and I was like, "What am I doing? What am I doing?"
Political.
And then I left. And I left, and I was like, "It ruined." I was mad for like 2 hours at least.
That's terrible.
Like, quiet. Didn't talk to any other comics. Just sat there like. And then I'm watching every comic, and I'm like, fucking liberal pussy.
They make you hate
They're just going to call me fucking Republican? I'm not even that Republican.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, fire me up, dude.
It's infuriating to
But it's weird when you're at a club like that where every single person agrees.
Really?
They're like CNN Democrats.
That's wild.
Like across the board, like CNN
Democrats. They love to sit at those tables and argue about that shit. They're baiting you. They definitely left
a
fucking...
They got me. I'm the only one that'll argue.
Yeah, they got you. They want to sit
beat
with those
red.
Little... I turned dark red. I was like, I'm just saying, we never saw a picture of Osama bin Laden, dude. What the fuck? Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. I think he kept his composure, the guy I was arguing. I think he probably forgot
on
about
fucking
it.
Psych, man,
probably
bro.
Didn't care about it. I'm on day two.
Of
being angry about that.
Every time someone says day, I go SR.
Yeah.
You guys don't worry about crumb, dude.
I thought you were maintaining your seed.
No,
I will be tempted this weekend.
All over today.
What?
I jizzed today.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying try drying it onto your dick and peeling it off, dude. It might be nice.
You don't think that's ever happened?
I used to do it with Elmer's.
I was doing that. I used to do it. I think that you guys got to try it again.
Elmer's glue, I would put it on my
finger.
The
analogy of the Elmer's glue is perfect.
It's perfect, yeah. and it's satisfying. It's super satisfying. I'm worried about if I slept ass naked like you do, that I would fart and shit myself in bed.
Well, I listened back to some of my Snore Lab to see if there was farts, and there's just weird, like, it sounds like a balloon.
You
letting...
listen back to hear your fart.
Yeah. It's highlight reel. That's me, it's highlight reel. Right
now. They give you a highlight reel, and they tell you how to fix your snoring. But my snoring, I was like...
Spade got a strap that goes around his head like this.
I didn't get the strap.
He's going to be butt naked in his face.
That's all he wears to bed.
Dude, strap. Get behind
free. I went on a date. Dude,
he's
going to
get in his house.
What's that?
Where you live,
imagine
you're going to get
someone breaks
murdered.
Into Spade's house.
Your body's
going to... I have a gun.
Your autopsy picture is going to be you with the strap on your head holding fucking the axe from Lord of the Rings.
Why is there no pictures of Spade after he died?
Yeah, that's steady. That's a power. That's power, bro.
That's a kingly snore. I don't think that's any like,
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's not even a problem.
Nah, dude. You're just not even a DVD.
The pants just going up. You got a king snore now.
You're not supposed to snore all night, dude. Dude, there's times where it just stops and you go, no breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude.
90 seconds, no breath.
Oh, it's insane how long you cannot breathe when you're sleeping.
Did I do it. That it does suck whenever you're like kind of
maybe dying a little bit. A little bit of DMT. Oh, he's back. Yeah.
Waking right. yourself up from the
Hold on,
sauce.
We gotta switch over. Let's switch over. We're gonna either that was the Patreon or the one coming up is. So join the Patreon,
dude. None
listen
of them
to
are
war
bad.
Mode. Listen to war mode. Listen to
war mode.
Listen to, sure. listen to son of a boy, dad.
I've been geeking
mode.
This entire time just because I feel like I'm front row to a war mode podcast.
I mean, that's
and
what
it's my
is.
It's my favorite. It's literally my favorite. I'm such like on some.
Well,
super
Matt
shit.
Matt Chains is fine, but war mode's pretty good.
Yeah, no,
Keep just, make him build, make him stop.
Just different.
Yeah.
It's like being on Dat Piff here and like Kush and OJ. You know, you're like Wiz.
True.
Now we're like Kush and OJ. Wiz.
It's also like I got to explain to people that you guys are joking.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's all satire,
around. Some of it. Sometimes I get pissed off. Am I not allowed
to get pissed off?
Yeah,
you're allowed. It's a free country.
Wow.
That was a good
you.
Snap, dude. That was a real good snap. Yeah. Wow.
Dominant daddy. How gross is that on Euphoria? Dominant daddy. Banging that tranny chick. That was so weird.
What?
On Euphoria.
Did you like that?
Huh?
Do you remember that vividly?
On Euphoria. Like I watched Euphoria.
Yeah, okay.
Bro.
That was like the main story.
I didn't
the
watch
Dominant
any,
daddy.
I didn't watch any of it, bro.
You need to get that.
Well, this, yeah, I know what this is. Yeah.
That was a dominant.
It's just nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
We got to switch over. Thank you, Bill, for adding that.
No problem.
Cricket plays every time.
cricket's broken. Were you all boys school?
In high school, but in grade school it was co-ed.
I was all boys as well.
From the rip or
no? Grade school I had, and then I
don't think it's good. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's why you're a fucking lunatic. Yeah.
Why am I a lunatic?
I'm saying like it's a
I'm confused. My chest.
How's a confused person get a resolution?
Why am I a maniac? I don't know. I went to all boys school. You figure it out.
I mean that was a little fun, you know.
I bet
it has its ups and
double edged sword.
Yeah, it's double edged sword, dude.
There was never dudes being weird around chicks. I never had
that's the funnest. That was the most fun shit in the world.
Yeah, but dude, like,
but one of your boys tries to get dude farting in front of chicks. Yeah. Is like obviously. When one of your boys was trying to get
trying to make this make sense
in
my mom
school
did this
was so fun.
Yeah, dude, you don't.
You
understand.
You got to go up to him and be like, dude, you are a fucking gay bitch for trying to get pussy right there.
I never got the experience.
You get to watch your bros try Riz in like seventh grade.
It's dude. Chick hit
you
me.
Have no dude. I got caught. I wrote a love letter.
You
with,
did
with a Bible verse in it.
Oh, you did?
My yes.
God, that's
and my bro found it.
What?
And yeah, and he I left it.
What Bible verse,
bro? Don't worry about John which verse. I've never disclosed what verse. No,
John 3:16.
Guys, obviously it was Song of Songs. I don't know if you know the Bible.
My dog does.
Song of Songs is beautiful.
What was she it probably for? Liked it.
I think it was sixth or seventh grade. I left a note in this girl's desk. And when I got to school the next day, my friend Tyler was just holding it up in the hallway.
Bro, how are you here?
And I was
how are you alive right now?
That is devastating.
That's how I got to be able to do stand-up. Yeah. You get publicly humiliated so many times, you're like, nothing can stop me.
Nothing can stop me.
But you were bold enough to leave her the letter, though. That's like, I wasn't even
and me and her didn't even talk. And we never spoke again.
AIM?
Not even close.
I love this.
AIM, I would try.
Yeah.
She'd be like...
My first girlfriend was sixth grade. My first girlfriend was sixth grade. I was pumped as shit. I put her on my profile.
My whole profile was dedicated to my sixth grade girlfriend.
Obviously. I made it one day.
Oh, man.
She broke up with me in one day because I was staring at her in class.
Yeah, you told my girlfriend. This is great.
Your girlfriend did?
One day.
Oh, that's your girlfriend.
My sixth grade girlfriend. I was obsessed with my sixth grade girlfriend.
Really?
She was a seventh grader, not a big deal. She was like kind of the hottest.
Actually,
I was the new kid in school, sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, that's cheating.
Got the hottest chick immediately.
Dude. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, but then that fell apart, dude. I lost the love of my life in sixth grade. And then in seventh grade, I was reaching for the next hottest girl in the grade. Wrote her a Bible verse, got fucking destroyed.
I suffered from every new girl.
I was in a drought for several years.
Every new girl that came, like it was like the hottest girl ever. Obviously, we're going out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember watching a girl from across, like adjacent from us, 7A was there. I was in 6B. 7A is right
there. 6B.
Yeah, 7A is right there.
What the fuck?
They would come with the Tupperware container, like fucking Airheads and stuff.
Yeah.
This chick got an Airhead and deep throated, dude. I was just sitting there from the other side staring, like, dude, seventh grade's going to be sick.
Were they still doing Secret Santas?
They were. Yeah.
I did Secret Santa to a girl.
Did you for real?
Got a poster.
Unspoken
Rhoda, Roses Are Red. The whole deal,
How
dude.
Old were you?
Fifth grade.
It's not that
fifth
bad.
Fifth grade, got
obliterated.
I was
hoping you were like sixth or seventh. Seventh. I was in seventh. I'm trying to say sixth. It was seventh when I wrote the Bible verse.
Wait, did everybody get Secret Santa, or you just picked out this girl that you had an admiration
of? Most of the time, people got
of.
Secret Santa for their family. And then I was like, I'm going to do this for Joanna. You know, I was like, this is it.
Joanna,
I'm going to make my move.
Yeah, Joanna.
Everyone
out
was like, dude, she's got bad breath. And I was like, I don't even care about that. And fucking wrote all this shit in my blue pen.
Oh, you were going to hook up with the bad breath chick?
Didn't even care.
You must
bro.
Have been down.
Kind of
was she a hottie though, or what?
Disabilities. Kind of in the, if you give me a little something off, I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, minor imperfections. Right.
Why? Because you thought you could get in there, or you just like admired her because she was like real?
I don't know, dude. I'm done trying to figure out my psyche.
Yeah.
Who you're sexually attracted to?
Yeah, I'm just here.
Dude, I was sexually attracted to Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies.
Yeah, of course. That was the hottest lady.
But I'm saying she had short hair. And so, like, I still sometimes think short hair is hot or whatever. But I'm like, where is that coming from? And then I saw a replay of that scene.
Jamie Lee Curtis striptease.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh.
Or what else? She was in, what was it? Like the Eddie Murphy movie where she had her titties out or something like that? Trading Places, maybe?
Yes.
Trading Places. She had her titties out. Yeah.
Like I had a thing with hookers too, which was, and I don't anymore, but leaving Las Vegas, Elizabeth Shue was literally the hottest chick. When I was a kid, the hottest chick on the planet.
Who's Elizabeth Shue?
Elizabeth Shue. She was Karate Kid. Leaving Las Vegas. So she's Karate Kid. I'm a kid. I'm watching Karate Kid. I'm like, yeah, this is a hot chick. I get a little bit older. All of a sudden, she's a hooker with a heart of gold in an Oscar-winning film, Leaving Las Vegas. Nicolas Cage. What are they trying to do to me?
Oh, she's a hottie. She's currently still even a hottie. Back to the Future 2.
She is very hot.
Yeah, it's a
little Cocktail.
Lay nice with pick, her,
bro.
Huh?
Nice pick.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I was trying to bring the content for the professional podcast.
Yeah. I was pinned by Jamie Lynn Spears and Zoe 101. All I wanted to do was go to a boarding school.
I didn't go up like that. I didn't think like. I mean, I thought the women were hot in movies like Jamie Lee Curtis and shit, but I was fucking Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ren Stevens.
Like, that was the two.
Dude, you know who I liked?
Her Instagram is nutty now.
Ren Stevens is, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking what? Weird.
She's like, I was like traumatized by my shit, dude. She's like crying on
traumatizing
TikTok.
Traumatizing Riz and Disney. Fucking never recover.
Yeah, I guess Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, he is fucking.
Yeah, the foot thing.
What, nowadays she's fucked up?
Not fucked up. She just fucking.
She had a tough time.
She's having fun on Instagram.
TikTok too, bro. Look at her TikTok. She's just like weeping about, like, I don't know. She just can't stop crying.
I can't download that China spyware.
Yeah, true.
Oh, really?
Dude, you know it like takes a photo every like few like minutes or seconds.
Run, free yourself, dude. Get a new phone. No apps.
New number too.
Well, I'm not bugging. I don't mind the apps though. Like, right, I don't mind getting horny from the apps.
He's bugging.
Yeah, you get bugging. Too. You're afraid you get too horny. You're scared of yourself.
Hey guys,
you just said you have to download.
Couldn't be more afraid of my. I couldn't be more fucked up. I literally last. Month couldn't be more fun.
We should just get him a calculator. It calls people.
Yeah, need the Nokia with Snake on it.
Dude, that's what I was telling Spade. My dad shriveled me when I was in a sophomore in high school. I was begging. I had an Envy Touch, the brick. I was begging this chick for tit pics. Dude, please, like, I don't care. Just please send me.
This is the funniest shit.
Whatever it takes.
I won't show anyone. My mom barged in the room, like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. I was talking to Kilpatrick. Just hung up immediately. My dad, like, the next day, took me to get a phone, and I was pumped up. I was like, all right.
So you're getting a sidekick.
Because I always had everyone's hand-me-down phones.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys got me talking to you.
No, I'm with you. I'm still with you.
My mom's phone number.
Yeah.
You do? Her original phone number. Yeah.
So I thought I was going to – it was like the newer Envys were coming out, like the cool LG Touch Dare. You remember the Dares? They were a square phone that had the touchscreen. It was awesome.
Sick.
My boy had pictures of a chick. Like, it was sick. So I thought I was good to go. My dad rolls up there and says, give me something that calls and texts. And I was like,
dad. Like, so his dad took him to the phone store. Bill thinks
probably
he's
on my
getting,
mom's orders.
You thought it was time.
Bill thinks
no,
he's getting
No, it was on my
phone.
Mom's orders.
No, I know, but you thought it was going to be the same.
You're going to see titties.
Yeah. And then it was literally call or text, black and white. I couldn't even have custom ringtone.
His dad shut it down.
I had Flute Loop by Beastie Boys on my touch. Or on my Envy.
I mean, then I had to be a fly on the wall watching your dad laugh at that shit.
Oh, hilarious.
He was loving it?
I would assume so. If it was me, he never like told me. But he's all business with that shit. So he's just like, yeah, you got to get a regular phone. I was like, what the fuck's going on? In reality, I'm begging a 16-year-old girl to send me a picture of her tits.
How old were you?
I was in high school. Shane, come on, man. Like,
clip that.
Jeez, man.
Why?
Begging 16-year-olds for nudes?
Dude. I was 16. Oh. It was cool.
Sorry, I didn't get that part.